Our summaries this week contain two cases from the Arkansas Court of Appeals on probate and estate planning. In Hamilton v. Bank of the Ozarks, 2022 ARC App 254, the Arkansas Court of Appeals considered several arguments against an award of fees in a probate action and affirmed, with Judge Gruber writing, "The relevant facts of the underlying case are set forth therein. Here, Mr. Hamilton appeals the circuit court's award of the attorney's fees and cost expended in litigating the case. He argues that the circuit court was not authorized to hear the trustee's request for attorney's fees, one, on appeal because this authority rests with the appellate court and is barred by law of the case and issue preclusion established at the appellate level, two, for defense of Mr. Hamilton's petition for writ of certiorari because such authority rests with the appellate court, three, for defense of Mr. Hamilton's complaint to the Arkansas Bank Department because it was not a judicial proceeding pursuant to ARC Code and Section 2873-104, and four, for fees requested in the supplemental petition because they were not timely requested pursuant to Rule 54(e)(2) of the Arkansas Rules of Civil Procedure and were not requested by the first trustee, which incurred the fees, but by the subsequent trustee. We reject Mr. Hamilton's arguments and affirm the circuit court's order awarding fees." End of quote. The appellant argued the trial court in this probate action lacked authority to award appellate fees. Rather, the appeals court is the only entity to do so. The court disagreed. Quote, "He contends that only the appellate court has jurisdiction to award attorney's fees incurred on appeal, and that the circuit court is only vested with jurisdiction conferred by the appellate court's opinion and mandate," citing City of Dover v. Burton, 342 Art 521. We reject Hamilton's arguments. The fees incurred by the trustee in defending this case on appeal and against Hamilton's petition for a writ of certiorari were granted pursuant to ARC Code and Section 2873-1004, which provides in pertinent part that in a judicial proceeding involving the administration of a trust, a court, as justice and equity may require, may award reasonable attorney's fees to any party to be paid by another party or from the trust that is the subject of the controversy. By their very nature, trust administration cases may involve a variety of costs and expenses, including attorney's fees, in a variety of courts, including appellate courts. The trustee is a representative and incurred fees on appeal, not for its own interest, but to protect the interest of the beneficiaries, to manage the trust property, and to carry out the terms and purposes of the trust. Hamilton 2, 2019, ARC App 76. The law allows the trustee to recoup these expenses from the trust. Moreover, the trust itself provides, "Our successor trustee shall serve with reasonable compensation. Additionally, all expenses of any type incurred by our successor trustee in carrying out duties under this trust shall be paid for from the trust." Hamilton contends that the award of fees and costs for trust management in response to a complaint filed by him with the Arkansas Bank Department was error because an agency proceeding is not a judicial proceeding within the meaning of ARC Code and Section 2873-1004, nor is an agency proceeding litigation for which fees are recoverable under Arkansas Rule of Civil Procedure 54(e)(2). First, we can find no mention in the record of a complaint filed with the Arkansas Bank Department, of documents describing such a proceeding, of arguments regarding such a complaint, or of a ruling by the circuit court regarding fees awarded for defense in such a proceeding. To the extent, however, that any of the fees awarded to the trustee concerned its defense of such a complaint, the court did not abuse its discretion in awarding these fees, as they would fall within the ambit of ARC Code and Section 2873-709 as expenses that were properly incurred in the administration of the trust. End of quote. A failure to file a fee petition within 14 days did not preclude a fee award. Quote, "First, the court did not lack jurisdiction to award attorney's fees for litigation that occurred in its court. Noncompliance with this rule of civil procedure is not jurisdictional, and Hamilton has cited no authority to otherwise support his argument. Moreover, the trustee filed its original petition for fees on May 18, exactly 14 days after the order was entered on May 4th. The trustee then continued to supplement its request as allowed by Arkansas Rule of Civil Procedure 15D, which provides that a party may at any time, without leave of court, file a supplemental pleading setting forth transactions or occurrences or events which have happened since the date of the pleading sought to be supplemented. Arkansas Rule of Civil Procedure 15D. Finally, Rule 54E2 specifically begins by stating, unless otherwise provided by statute or order of the court, before providing for the 14-day timeline. This authorizes a court to extend the timeline, which the circuit court apparently did, indicating this in its order approving the appointment of the successor trustee on March 7, 2018, in which it recognized that the petition for fees, including any amendments or supplements thereto, remained pending. End of quote. Art Code and Section 2373-1004 provides, in a judicial proceeding involving the administration of a trust, a court, as justice and equity may require, may award costs and expenses, including reasonable attorney's fees, to any party, to be paid by another party or from the trust that is the subject of the controversy. End of quote. Arkansas Rule of Civil Procedure 54E2 states, unless otherwise provided by statute or order of the court, the motion must be filed and served no later than 14 days after entry of judgment, must specify the judgment and the statute or rule entitling the moving party to the award, and must state the amount or provide a fair estimate of the amount sought. If directed by the court, the motion shall also disclose the terms of any agreement with respect to fees to be paid for the services for which the claim is made. End of quote. End of decision. In Baker v. Baker, 2022 Arc App 260, the Arkansas Court of Appeals, in affirming, ruled that an amendment to a trust failed and arguments of substantial compliance failed. The trust provided a specific manner to amend. Judge Whitaker explained, does the May 2019 trust amend the July 2018 trust? That is the issue for our consideration in this appeal. This court has expressly held that a trust agreement that sets out by its own terms the method by which it may be revoked can be revoked only in the manner provided. Arkansas Code Annotated Section 2873602C1 provides, however, that the settlor of a trust may revoke or amend a revocable trust by substantial compliance with the method provided in the terms of the trust. Here, Sharon admits that the July 2018 trust set forth four conditions for an effective amendment. It had to be signed, dated, written, and titled the Charles F. Baker Living Trust Amendment. She contends that the May 2019 trust complied with three of the four conditions. It was signed, dated, and written. She argues that the only thing the May 2019 trust lacks is the word amendment. Thus, Sharon maintains that compliance can be substantial even if it is not total, that the May 2019 trust complied with the majority of Article III's requirements, and that it substantially complied with the requirements for amending the trust. We are not persuaded. End of quote. The amendment failed because while the trust was signed, dated, written, and titled the Charles F. Baker Living Trust, the word amendment was missing, and its absence was significant. Quote, the real problem is that nowhere in the May 2019 trust does it reflect a reference to any prior document. One reading the May 2019 trust by itself would never know that a prior document existed, much less that the prior document was being amended. End of quote. End of decision.